We love doing this at this time of the year. We may even get our mums on before the week's out, which could be a long
dangerous.
Might be a long show.
That very one. Dangerous, Gary.
Nicole Myers-Rayner. We are talking to the mums of some of our favourite AFL players, and for Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. Nicole Rayner, Myers-Rayner, rather, has been good enough to join us. Hi, Nicole. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
We're going very well. We're talking to mums of players. Give us a bit of an insight to young Cam, who's sadly out with a knee injury at the moment, which we're all very sad and wish that or hope for a very speedy recovery. But what was he like as a young tacker?
He's probably just ran around crazy like he does on the field, I think. He just always went 100 miles an hour.
He looks like one of those kids that would be climbing trees and jumping off. And did he have any broken bones as a youngster?
He did break his arm on, I think, the trampoline, but he did fall out of a tree, and that's when he had his concussion. He was up a tree with his sister. I think he was about 5 years old, and I heard a crash and yelled out, "Everyone okay?" And Chelsea yells out, "Oh, Cam's just resting." And he was unconscious at the bottom of the tree. So, and then, like, from then on in, he'd have scars and bumps on his head, his knee, covered in injuries all his life, all his young life, just because he'd go a million miles an hour all the time.
Nicole, what was it like when he left home and went up there to Brisbane? How sad was that for you?
We're a really close family, so that was devastating. And like we thought, like he was not a mummy's boy, but I thought I'd be the one that missed him the most. But we just, as a family, we just missed the energy that he brings. And I think because we focus so much on football, every weekend's a football thing or going somewhere. So, we really missed him. But we're lucky that we get the opportunity to go up there. Like Brisbane really is not too far away. You just jump on a flight, except for last year you couldn't. But, so we still see him as much as we can.
And Nicole, how old was he when you realised that he had a special talent for AFL football?
I think he was just... The minute he was born, and we've got three beautiful children, the minute he was born, there was just something about him. He's just driven with what he did, whether it was, and I think we spoke about this one other time, Connect Four or card game, whatever it was, he had to win and had to be the best at what he did. So when he started playing football, representing the school in primary school, he sort of stood out, even though he was quite tiny. So, and just being dedicated.
Cam, my mum famously dragged me off the tennis courts when I was a young man because I was showing signs of very bad temper. Did you ever have to discipline Cam in any way, shape or form?
No, he's never had... He'd more get frustrated with himself, but the minute, an opportunity passed, say whether if he missed a goal or they lost a game, he would come off the ground and, the PlayStation was probably his next focus and he'd move on to the next thing. And then, never held a grudge against a loss or just moved on straight away. So I think that was a positive that he had.
And
but didn't have a temper.
No temper. Now, you're a primary school teacher, yes. Did you teach Cam at any stage throughout the course of his schooling?
No, I did teach next door to him at one when I was a grade 6 teacher. He was in grade 5. Oh, no, vice versa. And I did often go into his class to, say, "Oh, look, I'll tell you a story about this little boy I know," just for a bit of fun. So his classmates would think it was hilarious. So I'd have to, as I do now, try and keep most of the secrets to myself.
So, Nicole, what turns up on Mother's Day? Nice big bunch of flowers or chocolates or something more, some fragrance? What is it that he likes to spoil you with on Mother's Day?
Different things over the years. I think the first year he was with Brisbane, or the first year he was with Nike, I got a pair of Nike runners. That was my Mother's Day gift, which I thought, good on you, Cam. Just a variety of things. Perfume, mostly. Jewellery sometimes. So I've always been spoiled.
And is he good in keeping contact with you? Like, do you get a regular phone call once a week, twice a week, three times a week, every day?
Yeah. No, we get Snapchats all day long.
Yep.
And probably two or three phone calls.
Gee, that is impressive. You're putting Tim and I to shame. We must ring our mum more often. Hey,
yeah, don't have to be long phone calls. They're just a couple of minutes to
try ringing my mum.
We can't have short phone calls with our mums.
Hey, Nicole, before we let you go, how's he tracking with the knee? Did he come back to Melbourne and spend some time?
He had the operation down here, so he was with us for 2 weeks. So when Cam had the operation, he was obviously had to get up and go to the toilet, and nearly had to make him use the crutches to get out of bed, you know, 4 hours after the operation. So he's determined from day one. So he's doing really well. Leg pressing, you know, the weights, his needs, you know, he's doing really well.
Great. We want to see him back on the field as quickly as we can. And we love the fact that you've been able to have a chat with us this morning. Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrances. And Mario and the team have got a $100 voucher for you. So you can wander into any of the Chemist Warehouse and get yourself a nice fragrance. And don't tell Cam that lets him off the hook either.
No, exactly. I won't. Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim.
Great to talk. That's Nicole Myers-Rayner, the mother of injured Lion star Cam, for our lead up to Mother's Day. What would be the chances of Edna coming on? Your mum.
Oh, no, no problem coming on. No problem at all. Getting her off is going to be the problem.
All right. I think that's a
Are there some questions that you'd like to ask her?
Well, you told me we got Al on for Father's Day last year, and he said, oh, Al'll be a bit quiet. And did he open up on Glenn Hawker? are we going down that path
Actually,
again?
That was the most I've ever heard my dad talk. I don't know what it was. I don't know how you drew it out of him, but you did.
Yeah.
You know, my mum never, ever went to a game of football to watch me play.
I cannot believe that.
She got too nervous.
She never went to a game of football.
Never, ever went to a game to watch.
How many did you play? 300 and what?
Oh, just 307.
She never went. Did she
what
watch
about
on Bev?
Did Bev go every week?
Front and centre. Front and
did she sit with the cheer squad?
She took my prisoner's lunch. She has a glass of Chardonnay. Did she watch it? But did she? Your mum watch you on television?
Yeah, once the game was all over, and then she wasn't nervous then because she knew the result or whatever, and that I hadn't been injured or whatever it was. Yeah. She was fine, but she could never go there and watch. No,
She was lovely. The mum of Cam.
Yeah, Nicole was lovely.
Nicole was absolutely delightful. We'll hopefully have another mum tomorrow.